Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 2. The Governmental Administration of the Righteous, Holy, Faithful, and Loving God. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 5:6. Therefore be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Hebrews 12:6. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. God's judgment is carried out in the environment, arranged according to his sovereignty. In 1 Peter 5:6, the mighty hand of God refers to God's administrating hand, seen especially in his judgment. In saving us, God's hand is mighty, but we see much more of the might of his hand in his judgment. Suppose a certain brother continues to enjoy worldly entertainment long after he has been saved. Although he has truly been saved, he still loves the world. But one day he has a car accident, an accident arranged by the mighty hand of God, and that accident causes him to seek the Lord in a deeper way than he ever did before. This is an illustration of God's hand exercised in judgment. According to Peter's word in 5:6-8, we need to do three things that are related to our experience of the mighty hand of God. First, we should humble ourselves under God's mighty hand. Second, we should cast all our anxiety on him. Third, we need to be sober and watch. Everything that happens to us is under God's mighty hand. There is no need for us to worry or be anxious. We should simply humble ourselves under God's mighty hand and not resist it. Then we should cast all the troubles that cause our anxiety upon the Lord. Along with this, we need to be sober and watchful. Today's reading. Although we cannot find the expression governmental administration in Deuteronomy, if we read this book thoroughly, we will see that it is a book of God's government, even of his governmental administration. Moses often spoke explicitly about love, but the matter of God's governmental administration is implied. If we get into the depth of this book, we will realize that God's dealing with his people here is a kind of a governmental administration. Because God is wise, he does not spoil his children. He is a perfecting father who loves his children and deals with them governmentally. He disciplines us for the purpose of perfecting us. Because God loved the children of Israel, he did not let them get by with their mistakes. Even Moses was disciplined by God for his mistake in Numbers 20:1 through 13. Moses became angry with the rebellious people, and instead of speaking to the rock as God had charged him to do, he smote the rock a second time. This offended God, and as a result, Moses lost his right to enter into the good land. That was an instance of God's governmental administration. In Deuteronomy 3:23-29, we see that Moses was refused in the matter of entering into the God-promised good land. Moses being refused by God in this matter showed God's righteous governmental administration. In Numbers 20, Moses had made a serious mistake, a mistake which God could not tolerate because it touched his administration. God's governmental administration is righteous, and even though he loved Moses, he could not, for this reason, fail to exercise his administration. Moses served God faithfully for 40 years. But because his mistake involved God's governmental administration, he lost the right to enter into the good land. The way God dealt with Moses in not allowing him to enter into the good land caused the children of Israel to have more fear of God's righteous dealing. To be sure, God is a loving God, but his love is a perfecting love, not a spoiling love. God's dealing with Moses helped to perfect the children of Israel. They should have learned from this how fearful the righteous God is in his governmental dealings.